God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We want to get you to thinking about faith as a lifestyle, and this is what it's going to require. I realize that I have to preach through decades and generations of improper thinking. I won't be able to realize the significant changes that my heart desires until Jesus comes for you. And the reason for that observation is because of the fact that when I'm through teaching this, you return right back to the culture that gave you the improper information to begin with. And so the Word of God is so dynamic that the Bible teaches in the book of Hebrews, it separates spirit from soul. And I don't know if you've ever really evaluated what that means. Many people teach the book of Hebrews, but I'm sure that when they get to that particular passage, they may generalize what they think it means. But I'll tell you from a contextual perspective what the writer is trying to get across to us. He's trying to say that when you read the Word of God with the right attitude, which means I'm not coming to get something from the Word to improve my physical life, I'm coming to get something from the Word to show me what God's plans are. When I'm sure that I know what God wants, then I take the steps to improve my life. God is a participatory God. He is not a God who just sits in heaven and drops stuff on you. He is a God who demands two things: holiness, separation, sanctification, and obedience. That's it. That's it. Everything else comes to you through him, but there are things you have to do. That's where faith comes in. You have to have the faith to eat right, to have good health. You have to have the faith to employ proper financial principles to be wealthy. Everybody's not going to hit the lottery, nor will everybody have someone leave them money. But God has, if you notice in the scripture, as the children of Israel leave Egypt, go in through the wilderness. Now, the wilderness is what we would use as the metaphor of life. It would be our time of living here before we get to the promised land of heaven. During the wilderness experience, God is proving to them who he is. In Egypt, he proved what he could do. He had the hope that once you leave Egypt, since you know what I can do, you should be able to just trust me. But they lost it because they knew what he could do, but they didn't know who he is. And when you don't know who he is, you tend to lose sight of what he genuinely wants for us. You with me? Now, at our last prayer Friday night, the Lord directed us to just spend some time in teaching. And I shared with the people that the book of John is the only record that tells us what happened after Jesus multiplied the fishes and the loaves the first time. It says that after he did that, he went over to another place, and by the time he reaches the other location, there's a multitude of people that are there waiting for him. And Jesus says, you're not waiting for me. You're waiting for me to do something for you. He said, you are following me, not because of who I am. I showed you what I could do, but you don't know who I am. So you want me to just keep multiplying fishes and loaves. He said, you are here for the fishes and the loaves. He said, but unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you don't have a part of me. So he's really narrowing the field. He's saying that there are a lot of people who follow me for what I do, but they're not walking with me because of who I am. So in order to fix that, what he does is he stops doing so much. to see if you'll stay. And when they walked away, Jesus turned to the 12 and said, you guys going too? And Peter said, no way. We out here now. We left everything, and we're sure that you are the Christ. Hallelujah. And so faith says that even if God does not do what I name, what I claim, what I believe, I still know that he has the best for me. Are you with me? Now, I do not care for broccoli, asparagus, cauliflower, and all those other ungodly vegetables. I don't care for them because I was forced to eat them as a child, and I swore, I took a blood oath, that when I started buying my own vegetables, I would not eat those things. Now, I know some of you are sitting there saying they're good for you, and I know they're good for me, but I also know that I don't like to be forced to do what I don't like to do unless it's God, because he can kill you, and I'd rather not fight with him. But Sister Lambert knows those things are good for me. So she puts them in casseroles that have stuff that I like. So she hides it under the stuff that I like. And that's what God does. God says, I want something from you. So I'm going to give it to you in a way that you don't even know I'm giving to. In other words, watch this. God says, I want to purge you from your quick temper. But if I come to you and tell you that you have a quick temper, you're going to tell me that you don't. So I'm going to put somebody in your life. And they're going to irritate you to the point where you start seeing that I'm getting angry more than I should. He says, see, now if I had told you that, you wouldn't have believed me. So this is my point. Any person that God puts in your life that irritates you and rubs you the wrong way is not from the devil. God is trying to put some broccoli in your ice cream. He's saying that person is showing you who you really are. So what you ought to do is thank God for the idiots. Every time somebody gets on your nerves, look at them and say, thank God for you, because you're showing me the deficiencies in my spiritual walk. That's why I'm not able to get to that place in God that I desperately want to reach, because I have these things inside of me, but you help to bring it out. Always remember, you will not reach your destiny in God unless you have a Peter to deny you, a Judas to betray you, and a Pilate to crucify you. The only time that God can get the maximum out of your life is when you have somebody who fights against you. And listen, the higher the determination of the anointing, listen carefully, that will mean the closer the person is that hurt you. God wanted Joseph to be ruler over Egypt. He let his brothers break his heart. If an enemy had done that, he would have viewed it differently. What did David say? It was not my enemy that reproached me, but it was the one who sat at my table, ate my food. Glory to God. Now, that's why I'm teaching the faith thing. Now, Jesus says, I want you to have a good life. I am come that you might have life and live it to the fullest. Now, I don't want you to raise your hand, but I want you to do a moment of introspection. How many of us are really living the abundant life? Don't raise your hand. Just think about it. Because first of all, you have to identify what it means. In Pentecost, there is a colloquialism that has been used for decades, and it sounds like this. Living beneath your privilege. Now, most of us have taken that to mean God wants me to have a Maserati. Now, I don't see anything in the Bible that says God wants you to have what the world determines to be the best. Because the scripture says the blessings of the Lord, they make rich and add no sorrow. So why would God want you to have a car with a payment that you can't make? But someone erroneously says, go out and claim that car by faith. Go ahead and get it. God wants you to have it. You see that house? That house cost $1 million. Go get that by faith. Many of you, like myself now, watch HGTV. I was forced to do it, and I had no choice. But you watch HGTV, and they bring these houses to you, and these houses are like $1 million houses. And you sit there going, look at that thing. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I sure would like to have something like that. The Bible says thou shalt not covet. And you're coveting that house. Boy, the amens went down. I hear somebody saying, well, does that mean I can't go look at stuff? You can look if you don't covet. If you can't look at it and say, praise the Lord, thank God you got that, praise God, that's neat, and not drive away and say, why you give it to them? I should have had that. I'm just as faithful as they are. Uh-oh, God just did you a favor. He showed that there's covetousness there, not faith. So now he's saying that the decisions that you're making to move your life ahead are not being made by the Spirit. They're being made by the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh. When you examine the book of Isaiah, when he talks about Lucifer's fall, you will find that Lucifer's speech is peppered with the personal pronoun I. I will be lifted. I will exalt myself above the Most High. I. That's not faith. So how do we make this work? Last week, we're still using the theme, you've been here long enough. Deuteronomy chapter 1. And the Lord spoke to us in Horeb, and he said, you've dwelt long enough in this mountain. Listen carefully. It's time to start applying the principles of faith because you've dwelt long enough in a place of mediocrity. Now, I understand that 60 to 70% of our existence is based on our socialization, how we were trained. Now, Almighty God, El Shaddai, as he's called in Hebrew, there's some things he can't do. He can't make you trust him. He can't make you believe. He can't make you come to church. He can't make you like the person sitting next to you. He can't, because these are all actions of the will and choice. And he does not violate his patterns. If he does that, then he would not be true to his word. And so when you think in terms of what his plan truly is, Jeremiah 29, I know the thoughts I have toward you. What kind of thoughts are they, Lord? Thoughts to prosper you and give you hope. The King James says to give you peace or to give you the words better translated, hope. And God wants you to have hope that you can have a better life.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1218A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.